Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of 8-Bit Bits, presented by 8-Bit Geek. My name is Jeremy, and today I am reviewing a film that I saw last night called Selfless. And this film stars Ben Kingsley and as Damien, and then of course Ryan Reynolds. And so, if you haven't seen the film or know the synopsis, it is about a dying real estate mogul who transfers his consciousness into a young, healthy body. Now, this film has gotten pretty chewed up by the critics. It's got a Metascore of 34, and then on Rotten Tomato, it's a 21. Generally, I do not agree with critics. I usually avoid any kind of critics when I go to see a film because I kind of want to produce my own opinion on a film, and I think that's the way it should be. I don't think that one person's opinion can outweigh your own without you experiencing it. But that's just mine. Hey, that's just my opinion. So go away, make one yourself. Was it worth going to the theater for? I still enjoyed it. I didn't get bored, but I did start getting antsy. I think that the film itself could have probably been a lot better if they would have edited probably another 20 to 30 minutes out of it. I don't think it needed, it comes in at 2 hours, pretty close to 2 hours. So I don't think that they needed that. The story itself, it's a neat concept, but it really trips over itself pretty hard. So the idea is this gentleman finds, it's a lab grown body, and, this company for $250 million will transfer your conscience into another body so you can live a double life. And great concept. They didn't really explain the science. I don't think they really had to. You know, some movies, they go into too much detail about that stuff. This one just said, here you go, this is how it works. And I mean, here's, you know, we're putting two bodies into this machine and poof, done. And the procedure took like 30 seconds. So, now, he's required, once he wakes up as Ryan Reynolds, he's given these red pills, and he's required to take one a day. Now, here's where the story starts falling apart, for me anyways. These pills hold back the other subconscious, the other consciousness of, it's supposed to be a lab-grown body, but it ends up not being a lab-grown body. It ends up being somebody else's body who volunteered for the service, and, you know, they gave a substantial amount of money to their family, whatever have you. Anyways, so you have to keep these pills in order to make this other conscious go away. Well, if you're taking the pills, then you have zero problems. Like, the whole conscious is gone, and you have no issues. Well, here's the funny part. The story, in order to push the story forward, they let this real estate mogul who had zero combat training or anything like that, all of a sudden he became this macho character who can break people's arms and do all these military karate moves and disarm people. And whoopsie, looks like the body was hardwired to do that from the other person's conscious. So how can that slip through but nothing else if you're taking these pills? So, you know, they kind of let that through, and I felt like that was a little bit of cheating, you know, in order to progress the story and make it more exciting. It could have been a really, really great suspense thriller without any of that. And I think they just kind of played off of what works, but it didn't work for this film. And it just didn't feel right. The other thing is that this lab, I found this funny, this lab was hidden in this warehouse district, and spoilers. And so it's right near the highway. Now, the highway part isn't a big deal. You know, cars drive by warehouses all the time and nobody sees anything. But there's a fucking limo right outside this abandoned building, and then across the street is where all the bums stay. I'm sorry, if nobody knows where this is, how is the police never like, hey, this is a little suspicious? So that was a little weird. The other thing is that on multiple occasions. This is the company behind it, who's charging the $250 million. They're a small company. You know, they operate out of a small warehouse, but somehow they have 1 million replenishable goons. Once again, like, it's not the CIA, it's not like this huge blacklist organization, and they're allowed to create as much damage and gunshots in neighborhoods and city as possible with no repercussions, no police coming, nothing. And then they're burning down a house in a town where Ryan Reynolds' character is at, and then all of a sudden the fire trucks come, and Ryan Reynolds' character is clearly in sight, running away, yet nobody stops. Like, it's just silly stuff like that really got my mind working. I was like, this, it's just inconsistent, and it didn't work for the film. Overall, since I didn't walk out of it. I haven't walked out of a film since, what was it? The second, was one with Nicolas Cage. Oh, come on. It's the, this is where having the other guys here would help me with. It's with the, fucking skull, and he rides the motorcycle. How can I not fucking, it's a Marvel character. How can I fucking forget this? Anyways, I know somebody's going to hit me up on Twitter or something and tell me, and remind me what the name of it is. But anyways, I walked out of that one. That's how much it meant to me that I can't even remember the name. Let's see. So I give this film probably a 5 out of 10. You know, middle of the road, kind of meh. I think you could miss it and not be okay. But if you got nothing else going on this weekend and you're dying to see a film, you could go check it out and just, you know, pick it apart like I did. Anyways, my name is Jeremy. Thanks for tuning in. You can always check our other show out. It's our main podcast. It's an hour of great times. It's the 8-Bit Geek. You can subscribe to our channel here on Audio Boom, and you can also subscribe on iTunes. Let's see. I do these little short ones on my iPhone, so that's why the quality isn't as great as a normal microphone, because I like to... I like to roam around the house, and I like to do this in the car and stuff like that, and while the thoughts are fresh. So I'm not in my studio. Anyways, until next time.